It's now been 8 days since the deadly super typhoon Haiyan destroyed several cities in the island nation of the Philippines. Many people are missing, but aid workers are focused on reaching survivors and getting them the help they need, according to the lead agency for humanitarian affairs, OCHA. Air and group transport have resumed, although many roads are still covered in debris, the agency says. Three logistical hubs have opened, but electricity and power has yet to be resumed, and there's a serious shortage of fuel. Yet, OCHA spokesperson Jens Larke says more aid is reaching people by the hour.
According to the Department of Social Welfare and Development in the Philippines, the number of people affected by the typhoon now stands at 11.8 million, of whom over 920,000 are displaced. Now, these estimates of displaced have gone up as more areas have been reached. Most airports have now reopened, and Tacloban Airfield is operating day and night operations. But traffic congestion is an issue. The armed forces of the Philippines have reported that all towns on Leyte Island, that's where Tacloban is, are accessible by road, but the roads are congested and debris only partially cleared.
The response from the international community has been positive. Countries are sending cash and in-kind contributions. As of November 14, OCHA had recorded $161 million in cash and in-kind contributions. Meanwhile, the $301 million appeal launched 4 days ago has $50 million cash contributions so far, half of that money coming from the UN Central Emergency Fund. UNICEF's Marixi Mercado agrees that aid is coming in, but not fast enough.
We are very, very, very worried about millions potentially of children, particularly in areas that have not been reached by aid at all. The priority is survival, but it is also the protection of children because, as we all know, risks become severely aggravated during emergencies.
Mercado says one of their priorities is to obtain fuel to keep the water flowing, and fuel is lacking. UNICEF has released $5 million from its own reserves, she adds. Because of the severe damage the storm caused to health facilities, the World Health Organization is concerned there might be a considerable number of people injured who've not yet been treated. The lack of safe water, overcrowding, and displacement could cause serious outbreaks of communicable diseases, the agency spokesperson notes. Gregory Hartle warns that people with non-communicable diseases like diabetes are also in need of care, and some have had to interrupt their medication.
There are a range of issues which are of concern, and those issues will vary with the time elapsed after the actual disaster. So in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, you are focusing on trauma victims and the injured, trying to make sure that those who need urgent attention in order to survive get the care they need because they are injured. In the immediate aftermath, also there are the ongoing needs which really focus around maternal, anti- and postnatal care. So new mothers and mothers about to give birth is something which is ongoing and doesn't stop and is extremely important.
Hartle says over 20 health teams were being deployed to a number of locations, with some areas easier to reach than others. However, he notes, there are still some 20 small islands in the Philippines which have not yet been reached. 8 days after the passage of the typhoon, aid workers are slowly uncovering the full extent of the damage and destruction. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.